All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? I didn't hear.
Yes.
Ah!
I can't hear you.
Ah!
Oh. All right. Welcome, girls and boys and everything in between. That's where you guys say hooray.
Yay!
Okay, well. Welcome back, everybody, to our second filler episode, first show that we're watching. This is the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Pino. I'm the guy making the fireworks. And to my left, the guy chilling with all the goats. Well, that's Garb.
Guys.
Yeah, what?
Check out all these goats.
They're looking pretty nice. They're looking pretty nice.
They're noisy. They may interrupt us a couple times here and there.
The guy coming out of this rainbow mist. Well, that's Chuck.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's the weed cloud that I was smoking.
Go. Well then. Well, here we are. We're back at it again at the Krispy Kreme. More so, we're back at it again watching a bunch of anime. This time, we took a step back into the One Piece world. We watched the post-Alabasta filler, which was episodes 31 through episode 131, excuse me, to 143. It's just a shorty boy, you know. We're just taking our time with this filler, chilling out. But before we start, you know, I just want to say, hey guys, I missed you. I missed hearing your voices.
Oh, we miss you too, Pino.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. I miss you too.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we had a stream the other day with Anime Words, but I missed you.
Guys, but you know who we don't miss?
The patrons.
I want to thank thanks to Sid, Jasmine, Cosmos, and Cream Puff for being our big cash money winners. Don't miss them because they pay us. Because
then they're gone.
That's Y'all are it. Wonderful.
Thank
Y'all
you.
Y'all are really cool.
Thank you for joining us as well, those of you who could, for that that fun stream that Chuck put together where we... all sat and watched the Crunchyroll Anime Awards. It was
I drank a lot.
That was a fun time.
It was an okay time.
Hey, so which anime was the most animatedest?
Toilet Bound Coon.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
I didn't even know that was a show, to be
me
honest.
Me neither. they were like, wow, dude, Toilet Coon wins. And I said, who? And then they said,
wait, so they stole our bit about the toilet?
Yeah. They definitely stole our bit.
I mean, let's be real, we didn't trademark it. We didn't copyright it. We didn't seal it with a kiss because nobody kisses toilets.
That's a lie. I know you do.
Hey, I only clean them.
What?
Only that one time.
That was the only one time. Yeah, that was
one time is
exception.
More than most.
That's an exception,
one time
not
is
the
more
rule.
Than most though.
Hey, it happens. And it could happen to you.
Over guys, over under that the average amount of toilets a person kisses in their lifetime is over or under one.
Well,
I think it's under.
Do you do toilet paper over or under?
What?
Oh, here we go again. I don't want to tear this family apart, so let's move on. But yeah, what have you guys been doing throughout this whole break, you know? It's nice to not need to watch anime despite watching anime.
I've been watching anime.
I can't believe you sick monster.
What have I been doing?
What have you been watching, though? I mean, we usually talk about that a little.
I've been watching ReZero Season 2 Part 2. I've been watching Yump Season 2. Been watching another show. It's another one that I'm watching. It's called Dr. Stone Season 2.
Dang, you're watching a lot of this season's anime. I gave up on that.
And then I'm watching Top Gear.
Top Gear. Sick. Is that the one with the man?
Yeah, who said a slur once.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
And I was like, uh-oh. Oof.
Cancel Top Gear. Let's go.
Well, he did get canceled. Oh. He's not on the show anymore.
It's all right. Then mission accomplished.
He has a show on Amazon Prime now instead called, like, World Tour or some shit. Grand Tour, I think it's called.
Oh, my.
Step into the Grand Tour.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know it's going to be good if it reminds you at all of one of the worst Dragon Ball pieces of media. You know, means it's destined for greatness, you know?
Hey, I mean, it could happen. Well, probably not. But, yeah, Garbalax, what have you been up to?
I haven't really watched any anime, but I watched nature documentaries.
Hey, that's fun.
There's a great one. There's a great one on Netflix called, like, I don't know, Something at Night. And
great. I'll just type
it's nighttime. Cool. That's
gonna show all the M. Night Shyamalan movies on there.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. But there's all sorts of stuff that they had no idea these animals did at night until, because you can't see. And when they could see, they're like, whoa, look at all this.
Is that anteater T-posing again?
Thought it was off camera. Thought it could save the resources, but no. You can see it T-posing in its natural habitat.
Not bad, not bad. So nature documentaries, current anime. I've given up on this season except for World Trigger. I finished Initial D Stage 4, which was fantastic.
Isn't it like your favorite show of all time or something?
Right now it's heading in that direction. I'm having a blast just pretending I can drive.
Guys, remember 3 years ago when we said we'll do Initial D December? Or Initial December?
Ah, dude, never. Shoot, never couldn't happened. Be us, dude. We never said that. What do you mean? That the people before are not the people here today. People before probably would have liked Demon Slayer. No, but other than that, I've been playing a lot of video games as well. I've returned to Sonic Mania, which is pretty fun.
I did see you lose at Sonic Mania. It was very funny.
I mean, I already beat it as Sonic, so might as well lose it as Tails, right?
But then I play Fable on stream.
That was fun. I clipped my favorite clip.
I did. I saw that. I tried to make love with a person, and it said I had to be married, and I said, well, that's archaic. And then I tried to run away, and she followed me, and I said, uh-oh, spaghettios.
Scatter.
You fucked up, kid.
I did.
Now she lives in that in the hub world.
Yeah, now she lives in the hub for some reason. I took her from her town. And then she's there now, and I'm like, wow, thank you very much.
It's not bad, not bad.
What else do I play? I don't know. I'd be sleeping.
Yeah, man. You sound tired, man.
I'm always tired, though.
That's
like
fair.
I'm never not tired. I'm just
Me
like
too.
I'm just like always perpetually in like a state of just decay.
But you know what? You know what may make us tired or not? These group of episodes we watched. Let's get started. You guys ready? You guys ready to talk about some One Piece?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So for those of you who don't know, One Piece is a series. All right, next. We're going to go to the...
We watched episodes 131 to 143.
I know. Yeah, it was hard for me to say too. Don't worry. but yeah, no, if you're no stranger to the podcast, or this is your first time, how dare you? But if you're no stranger, we've watched One Piece.
If this is your first episode, why'd you pick this one?
Hey, maybe they just like filler, dude.
But why? Hey, but like, there's so many, you could watch any of the other One Piece ones.
But you know, when you jump into filler, there's no compromise, there's no
tying
it down. What do
you mean there's no compromise? A filler's only compromise.
No, of course not. You don't have to put any effort into it, you know? You could just pop in and be like, I don't like this, or I like this, and then watch the series, you know?
Well, if you like this episode, then there's also Dragon Ball filler to go watch too.
But that filler was good.
I don't. Okay. Well. That what is a battlefield that we're still marching towards.
No way. You can't say that that cyborg mercenary Tao isn't as good as the rest of this shit. No way.
Well, of course it's good, but...
Well, we're going to find out. Yeah. All right. So we finished Alabasta last season, which was cool. And so we, you know, in order to just keep the pace, because obviously next season, maybe not, we'll watch the next arc, which is Skypiea. Travel through the road.
Guys, do you want me to spoil what we watch next season?
No.
Okay.
But anyways, let's see here. So, again, One Piece is a very, very highly regarded show, series, anime, whatever you call it. And we decided to watch it. Anyways, so let's jump in. Were you guys expecting anything? Well, with these fillers, I feel like Chuck may, you. It sounds like you may have expected something, but you came out a little angry.
I didn't expect anything. I know, I don't, whenever it comes to filler, I set my expectations on the floor. I'm not going into something and I'm like, oh boy, filler, yay! So, but also coming from a person who's, like, who knows the whole story of One Piece but haven't seen any of these fillers yet, I guess I'm a little bit more critical because I'm like, oh yeah, I know what should be happening next, but instead we're futzing around on this weird ass island with a goatman.
Garbalax?
I was excited in that I could just turn my brain off. Exactly. I was like, woohoo! Filler! I could just...
And yeah, I mean, again, filler is a very interesting subject because it's either you love it or you hate it or you're indifferent about it. So
because like with me, filler, I liked the filler in Alabasta. Well, some of them, not all of them. But like there was the filler for me needs to really fit in like a really specific area. Like it needs to be good enough that it can stand on its own without feeling too contrived. And there are a large number of these episodes are pretty contrived. And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah. Some of them, like they weren't even too on the nose. It was just like, all right, I get the point. It's not funny anymore.
I get it.
Stop. All right, let's move on. Episode over.
Yeah.
We're done, guys.
Nice. So let's go on over. Let's start with the presentation. Obviously, this is One Piece. Not much has really changed. With
okay, not
animation.
Only not only is this One Piece, this is filler One Piece. So yeah. I mean, don't expect anything.
Some of the character designs were a bit rough. I'll have you know, mm-hmm. But it was fun. You know, it's filler. It's One Piece anime. Like I know what to expect. I'm not disappointed because I know exactly what to expect. It's just not that great. And it's just like, you know what? I know that it's not that great.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the same, okay. Especially in this era of the One Piece anime. It's still not the updated.
It's not
kind
the
of,
worst.
It's still classic looking, but since it's filler, there's not a lot of extra effort placed into some of the animation.
Yeah, because I like how early One Piece anime looks, because it, you know, still has that kind of sketchy style, a little bit like rough around the edges, and then you get after Skypiea, you kind of get, I don't know.
It's kind of mid Skypiea and then after Skypiea where it starts changing.
And then it looks sense. And then it looks real scuffed.
Yeah, there's like, some stank that starts
and then,
to
and then
really
it,
smell.
And then it stunk it up until they got to Wano and then I go, "Oh!"
Debatable, like but we'll
What
we'll
do you mean?
Debatable.
What do you mean debatable?
See, this comes from someone who's actually watched the anime twice.
Well, yeah, I'm not a psychopath.
Of course, but that's why it's debatable. I separate them into at least 3 to 4 eras, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yeah, a lot of the same animation, a lot of the same music. There's not really much change in all that. So if you're expecting something grand, don't because it's just One Piece. It's just early One Piece.
Yeah. It's silly at One Piece. Mm-hmm. You know what it is.
We're going to tread similar waters that we did previously with the OPs waters. And EDs.
Get it, water.
So let's jump into the OPs and EDs. So luckily we only had one repeat OP, actually just one OP in general. We just got the third one, Hikari E, by the Baby Stars. Always good, yeah. Always slapping. I still enjoy it as much as I do.
It's still a fun one. I really love this opening. Mm-hmm. It catches, like, you know, how We Are does. It really catches the, just like, life on the boat and the characters just vibing and having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, there's some, like, fun shots, like the whole panning over the entire ship, showing the different characters standing on it. And Nico Robin is wearing her Miss All Sunday outfit, so, like, that's, like, 100% good. But, yeah, it's nothing crazy. We've talked about this before in Alabasta. So if you want full thoughts, that's where it is. But this is a fun one. And we'll talk, joke's on you, we'll talk about this again whenever we go to Skypiea. So.
Hey, man. I mean, that it is what it is. Sometimes these openings stay for a long time, and sometimes it's only 10 episodes.
Yeah, sometimes they come for too short, and I get super sad.
Well, in this opening, thankfully, this opening is really good. So, like, if this is one of the ones that we have to tread over three times, I'm fine with it. Because it's a good song, and it's a great opening.
It's true. Man. It's not superpowers.
And you know what? There's like not really any spoilers except when it aired, when it was like, oh, Nico Robin's on the
crew. that was one of the points that I made back in Alabasta. It's like they shouldn't have had Nico Robin. They could have had Vivi on it, and then that would have been you know, double the budget, but that would be so cool.
Yeah, this was at a time where they didn't think of editing the openings and, like, changing it as the show progressed.
Well, it was Toei in the early 2000s. Yeah. Do you think they cared?
So, except for that major spoiler, everything is actually not spoiler. It doesn't spoil a thing, so which is nice to have, because a lot of these shows nowadays, they're just, like, in your face about, if you read the manga, look at that.
Well, I don't know. Like, also, like, you can have some of those moments where it's like, oh yeah, this is a reference or like a nod to something in the future. But like, sometimes it's a bit too on the nose and you're like, wait, that's weird.
And that's always, that's the other age old debate of like, how spoiler can you get in an opening or in an ending in some instances. And I've seen all over those threads. I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
you poor souls.
Maybe one day we can put that to rest.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Maybe we won't.
Who's to say? Life is a mystery.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the opening. Again, still slaps. Let's move on to the endings.
The dubbed opening is also good, you know.
Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the EDs. We got Shining Ray again from the last episode, from the last time we watched One Piece for only two episodes.
Two episodes, yeah. Whenever Pido was posting the EDs, I'm like, this wasn't here, and then I watch it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, it was there for two episodes.
Yeah, I won't lie, I sang along, and I was just like, oh, this is great, and the next opening happened, and I was like, ah, well, time to cry, time to sit down and ignore. simple, it's a slideshow, except for the running animation at the end, but I do like the way they stylize these images.
You know, that's my whole shtick. If it's stylized, then I can usually give it a pass. And this, you know, it looks like it's a painting in each of these shots.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good.
Oh, that reflection on the water looked really cool.
Yeah, whoa. That was amazing. I like that. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
And then them running. I'm always looking out for those running animations, running cycles.
I do love me a running ED.
Oh yeah, running to the left, man.
It's maybe even running to the right.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe even running up or jumping up, you know?
Oh. And then freeze frame on that jump. Oh, it's perfect.
Exactly. And the music slaps, so, you know, much of the same.
It's a little, melancholy, though, but...
Malachany.
Haruhi. Wait,
it's a little malarkey.
It's a little Haruhi. But yeah, but we are treated to a new ED.
Yeah.
And this one's a little different. This one's called Free Will by Rupina. She ends up singing two of them, but there's two versions of this in English, but
Not a huge fan of either of them in English. Yeah. I think the Japanese works way better.
Japanese one is very much, I think, the better version. But this one's nice and quaint. We get a little focus on Robin and the night sky, which is really nice. You know, you kind of get, like, because Robin joins in and many people are just like, huh, why did she have to join? So we get a nice little glimpse of what's to come.
Well, you're learning Skypiea.
Yeah.
You'll know why Oda did that.
Anyone,
but yeah, see?
Anyone complaining is dumb.
Because like,
it's a sausage fest on that boat. Like, come on.
It's true.
It's true.
But like, we love a good Nico Robin, though.
Mm-hmm.
She smacks everyone out of their hammocks. Yeah. Shit.
To wake up for the Animal Crossing's the Shooting Star event, dude.
Yeah, dude. You gotta get those bits. Yeah, gotta press A while looking up and keep mashing. Maybe Celeste will be on the boat somewhere.
Maybe.
Have you looked?
I haven't. I can't speak bird.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, it's a pretty good somber one. Much
you get
less
sleepy
slideshowy.
Luffy.
Yeah, we get tiny, gross looking Robin, which is very funny to me.
Usopp in pajamas. That's good.
Yeah, Usjama, dude.
But Usopp and Chopper are wearing the same type of pajamas. I think they got it in a father-son set.
Oh, yes. Makes my heart melt.
That's my headcanon, is that they bought it together.
I like to think that, too. That's headcanon.
Yeah. This is another nostalgic one for me, because I think they also played this when they aired it on Toonami. So I was very thrilled when I returned to One Piece hearing this. I was like, oh, my memories. I feel so old. But
it's
I very much enjoyed hearing this again after a long time, because now when I watch One Piece, I'm just like, all right, ending, let's skip just for now, because I gotta marathon this. I gotta make sure I watch 10 episodes a day.
there are only a couple of endings that I won't skip at One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ones I skip. I was like, I don't know, man. None of these really got the vibes that. Which one am I
five.
Thinking of? Before Dawn has?
Yeah, five.
Yeah, Before Dawn fucks, dude. Before Dawn's so good. That's the best one.
Dude,
and that's my final dandy.
Hey, I'd say I accept.
I accept.
Right, but yeah. Yeah, pretty standard OPEDs, especially considering this is One Piece, so it's much of the same. I'm just glad that we didn't have to watch my most hated one and... Oh, God, we'll get there soon
enough.
Is
it next?
No, it's not the next one. It's the one after that one. Oh, my God. Anyways, let's... are you guys ready to jump into that plot synopsis? I've got a nicer way to go through this time.
Woohoo! Oh, okay. Boy.
So I've separated this into three groups, because technically we can kind of organize these into three different arcs. We have the character building / post-Alabasta arc, which is all the episodes pertaining to... specific characters and or character, which is in this case Chopper, Nami, Usopp, and Zoro, with their own individual filler episodes. Afterwards, we get the Goat Island arc, which is Zenny the Money Lender,
which is not goated.
Yeah, unfortunately, but we'll talk about it. Don't worry, we'll get there. And then we have the Lulica or Rulica Rainbow Mist arc afterwards, encompassing a nice, interesting type of story. Which feels One Piece-y, but you know, we'll get there when we get there. So let's start with the character building filler. So the first set of episodes, again, they're all focused on a specific character. First one is Chopper and Robin, in which we get Chopper's quote unquote backstory with his first patient and the Rumble Ball, as well as Robin kind of being, you know, being Robin, finding Chopper very cute,
being mysterious, tickling him, you know.
Yeah, you gotta tickle a goat or a reindeer once in a while, you know?
It's a good luck.
Yeah.
Guys, this is gonna be the first of many times I say this. Not a huge fan of this one, if I'm gonna be honest with you.
Speak, my friend. The floor is yours.
It's mostly because it's like this is the explanation for the Rumble Ball, which I know isn't canon, and I'm just like, I don't like the idea of Chopper discovering this by mistake. I don't like that for him, because I feel like Chopper I don't know if they've really explained it much in like the manga, but like I know that Chopper made that, you know, so he could augment his devil fruit and things like that. But like this is just like, oh, Chopper goofed around and then ate it in the punch. So I don't know. The Flash, this will be another common thing. Anytime there's a flashback, like in a filler, not a huge fan. not a fan. Because you're trying to go back and rewrite, which is already in the canon. And you're trying to add to it, even though this is not canon. And that's always a fucking big nitpick for me. Mm-hmm. Like the parts with Robin and Chopper chilling, that's great. I love that. But backstory and with Dr. Correa getting sick, quote unquote, I don't even know if she was sick, but like, it just did not vibe. Not vibing. With a good old Chuck over here.
What about you, Garb?
So this is the first one was the goat one, right?
What?
What? No, there was like a whole set of episodes, which is the individual, like they're looking back at the each character, like Robin joins the crew right after the post Alabasta arc. And so it's kind of like interactions with them and just random one-offs with other characters.
Did you not watch those? Fair enough. Next episode.
Hey, I didn't get to say anything.
Okay, what do you feel?
Easy, buddy. Come on, I'm hosting here. I'm hosting here. What are you doing? You stepping on my prosciutto? What's going on? No.
I step on your fazooli.
Hey, you overcook my salami.
I will agree that this episode for me is actually a bit forgettable, mostly because I forgot that this happened.
I do remember Robin and
Chopper being close, but I don't remember why or when it was established. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Look at her spill. He's spilling coffee, throwing all the water everywhere. A filler.
Sorry, I know this is your section, but also like Chopper being like super paranoid and trying to fight like in the ship just seems like a bit too dumb for Chopper. You know, like, I feel like a lot of these, like, choices being made are just, like, making them forget their brains exist for, like, a minute.
It's the stank of filler, everyone.
I know.
Luffy rubbing off on him too much.
I'm going to complain about it, regardless.
They all have Luffy brains.
And at least rightfully so, at least for this one specifically, because Chopper will either, A, hide behind something in a way that exposes his body, which he did. And two, run away, which he did, which he did not do. He was like, "I'm going to beat this woman."
Yeah, and I said, "Ooh, yikes, dude!"
Chopper, you almost got canceled there, buddy. And on a filler episode, yeesh.
Yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah, but, again, to just reiterate, Chuck. Yes, the Robin and Chopper bits were great. Everything else was.
I did like how, Zoro was getting. The fruit, and he slices the trees, and then he gets crushed.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that one particular segment.
Right. Next up, the filler episode featuring Nami with the crazy traveling salesman and Nami's map making.
Oh my god!
Which is interesting because I actually did not like anything with the salesperson at all.
No, that one sucked.
Yeah.
Well, like it sucked. I thought the salesperson, like, I don't like that the salesperson was the reason. Like how we get to Nami making a new map. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's contrived, but I feel like there was more fun with the salesperson than after when Nami's like, you spilled 2 ink drops on my map. Get out. And I'm like, bro, chill the fuck out. Aren't you like copying from an old, like rough draft you have? Can't you just like be like, okay, I keep drawing now. Like, it was so fucking contrived, but I felt like with some of the contraptions, I'm like, that's kind of fun. With like Usopp being beaten by the machine, I'm
that's always funny.
I mean, hey, it happens. It can happen to you. It can happen to me.
It could happen to any of us.
But it was. I think it was a little better than the Chopper and Robin one. I'll be honest,
just ever so slightly.
Mostly because I'm a Nami fan, so.
I actually remember Nami this one, so it must have been better.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, despite the fact that I enjoyed they focused on Nami, I don't think they did it in the right way. I do see Nami getting upset at the crew a lot, but in that regard, maybe it was a little over the edge. But I guess I understood what they were going for, but still the same. Same rating as the other one. The next one, though, I actually have a fond memories of. The yep. Sanji, the perfect curry, and Sanji just being Zeph number two.
This is my favorite this of one, the character arc fillers.
They go into some mist, not the rainbow mist, to be confused, and they accidentally pick up a cook boy, what was he? Was he an apprentice off a Navy ship?
Yeah.
And he just messed up the curry! He messed up the curry. And
dude, the special curry that all the admirals eat, even though we never heard anything about.
It's all right. It's just the admirals in that area. Shh.
Localized entirely within the Grand Line.
Within the mist. May I have some? No.
No.
This child knocked it over.
He threw it off the boat.
This child's having an existential crisis because the head chef is like, you broke it, you make it. And so he's got to go back to the ship and make curry. But he was like, man, this old man never showed me nothing. Sanji's like, oh, he showed you something. Let me drop you off, boy. Let me help you out. But he doesn't really help out. He's like that cool instructor. He drops him little hints, and then it triggers like flashbacks for the kid. Like, oh, yeah. X and Y go together. Oh, yeah, I have to actually, you know, season the meat. Which I was like, come on, you got to season the meat, boy. Come on. But I thought it was kind of cute seeing, like, Sanji taking on a Zeph kind of role, in a sense, and then having him successfully make some curry. Also, sweet. Luffy being a monkey.
Yeah. And Usopp and Luffy saw an apple for the first time, and they're like, what? What is this? It's like, come on, dude. You have three trees growing on your boat.
They're orange trees.
Orange trees.
So? Yeah. He's a familiar...
Apples don't grow on orange trees.
No, but they grow
about?
On a tree, so he should understand Look, fruit that comes from trees.
They started their game, and their island started with orange. What can I tell you? They never played online. They never got to trade with other villagers. They never got apples.
That's true.
But I really enjoyed that one. It was kind of sweet. It was kind of like that could have been just like a nice, like, if you only had one episode, you'd probably choose this one for a filler.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It was sweet. You know, you got to see, you know, Sanji being a nice guy, and I don't see that very often, like like that.
It works well with like Sanji's already pre-established character and adding. Yeah. Like a sort of like apprentice figure for a little bit, I feel like really works to show Sanji's more tender side that like you don't see as often because obviously it's just him yelling at the boys and being horny for the girls. So like it's you know.
It's refreshing.
It's better. It's better mm-hmm. than the rest.
Yeah. And like you were saying about how, you know, it's really easy for filler to feel contrived. It's really easy for it to feel really dumb whenever they do flashbacks. But I don't know. This was just a nice one. And it was inconsequential. They didn't try to change anything in the canon. And it's just a good episode.
And it works to Sanji's strengths. I feel like
unlike the Robin one.
Unlike any of the other ones, really, because the next episode doesn't really work to that character's strength as much as this episode does. So I feel like
And this Nico is and the Chopper, best like,
out of them. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the next one. Next one is focused on Usopp and the gang land on a island that's going to have a festivities. They're very well known for fireworks, and this is Usopp centric. So Usopp is trying to get some gunpowder, and he comes across this family of firework makers and has interactions trying to take some gunpowder, but also becomes an apprentice and works with the youngest member of the family there. She loses her family last year due to a fireworks accident. Yep. And, Usopp being Usopp, being a nice guy, trying
Usopp
to make sure everybody's
an
safe. Yeah, Usopp becomes the messenger he becomes a messenger, dude. And that's where the legend begins. No, I personally, it was a forgotten episode for me because I remember when I originally watched it. I liked it. It was a nice little cute one. You got a nice little Usopp kind of like being... like a bro, a big bro kind of figure going on there. And I just thought it was nice. I remember the fireworks mostly at the end because they were kind of funny looking. But I want to hear what you guys say.
I don't know, man. I feel like you could replace Usopp with like any of the other characters and it would have been the same type of story. Like this doesn't inherently play to Usopp's strengths. I know that he's the tinkerer. He makes... You know, fireworks are, you know, his balls for his shooting, like the Tabasco star. But, like, It does not, I don't feel like it works as well to fit, to make sure that the only person who could make this story works would be Usopp, you know? That's what I think, why I love Sanji so much, because it very much is a Sanji story. It very much works with who Sanji is as a character and, like, kind of expands upon it a little bit without, like, you know, actually adding anything new. It just shows you in a different context, I guess. And I feel like this doesn't do it as much for Usopp as it did for Sanji, and that's why this episode kind of is a meh for me, you know? It's the only real, like, thing that Usopp, like, does with his big brain is, like, oh, yeah, there's a fucking big-ass tower. That's where you put the gunpowder in. That's
and they were it. Like, oh, I never thought about that.
They're like, oh, you mean the tower that we see every day for our whole lives that has a perfect giant firework-shaped hole in it? Doesn't... Wow! oh, man. That was kind of contrived.
I will say that one was a bit of a big a miss, at least in that department, where it's like, yeah, what about this giant-ass tower right next to your home? Could lead to some clues. But I think it actually works with Usopp, in my opinion, mostly because when I think of Usopp and when we are introduced to Usopp, he's usually hanging around with the young kids. You know, he had the Usopp pirate. So he's somebody who I would see work better with characters who are younger and, like, helping out the younger ones, because he's always been, like, a quote-unquote role model for the Pumpkin Pirates. So I think pairing him with an episode...
The
Veggie Pirates. Thank you. I'm skipping arcs.
I was like, Pino, bro.
The Veggie Pirates. Backing on Serp Village, but pairing Usopp with this youngin and helping her through kind of like understanding the dangers of fireworks. I'm just like, you know what? I buy it. Usopp's a kid friendly guy.
I see what you mean in that mm-hmm. this fits Usopp, but it doesn't really.
It doesn't strengthen him as a character like Sanji did. But I think it works. I don't like. I just mostly, I guess, to counter Chuck's, like, you can replace anybody. You might, but I don't think it would. I think you'd hate it a lot more if you replace it with anyone else.
I'm not saying that it should have been anyone else. I feel like Usopp definitely fits this role the best.
Mm-hmm.
But
it doesn't add.
It doesn't. It yeah. Usopp's, like, particular, like, skills and personality and mindset doesn't add as much to the story as it could have been if it was tailored just a little bit more towards him.
I'm ready to rip this arc a new one.
Go for it, gamer.
As soon as she was like, oh, both my parents are dead, I was like, here we go. And so from then, I kind of, at that point, like, was immediately in, like, critical mode where it's like, okay, come on. Like,
yeah, okay.
And the,
I will say, these arcs are weird. Like, yeah. they jump from kind of happy-go-lucky to I'm either dying or my parents have died.
Yeah.
I'm just like, huh?
And here's one of the biggest problems I have with this arc in particular. And it's that, so the little girl lied so that she could find a way to launch off this big firework, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Usopp is the top-tier liar of, like, the entire world in One Piece. So why didn't he do a better job at lying and trying to help this kid? Like,
that's fair.
It didn't fit something there. Just, I was like, that's not how Usopp would react in this situation. I was like, there's not, something's not adding up here. You know, it's just something wasn't right there. Usopp would have lied and been like, yeah, let's fuck shit up. But
I don't know about that, but I think I see what you're getting at. Like, yeah. there would have been a different way maybe Usopp would have handled it.
Yeah.
I guess he was a little more tactful, which is kind of weird for Usopp.
Yeah. Which that if it was a different character, it would have made sense. If it was anyone else, it would have made sense. But, you know,
I feel like if Luffy was like, let's blow it up.
Yeah. Like, they really didn't take advantage of what Usopp had, but whatever, it's just a dumb filler couple episodes. Yeah. So, inconsequential, who cares, whatever.
It's true. But yeah, the next one I'm actually curious about, because I know Chuck has a lot to say about this one. The next one, we focus on Zorro, but this one takes mostly in the past. This is kind of like on how Zorro, Johnny, and Yasuku kind of met before Yasuku lost his hair and Johnny loses his mohawk. But you get Zorro wandering around and stealing some bounties from Johnny and Yasuku, and they're just like, hey, give me that money, that's ours. And it's like, okay, I just need it for the sword, bro. Yeah. And then you get a whole backstory of Johnny, like, I became a bounty hunter because I was saved as a kid when I was a bounty hunter. Those guys are the best. And then they instantly get yeeted, but only to be saved by Zoro at the end. I thought it was fun. It was a shut off your brain one, but I liked it.
Yeah.
The only good part was when they panned down on the wanted poster and it just said Dick at the bottom. That was the only good part of this episode.
Dick the Bandit, dude.
Yeah, it made me laugh because it's a dick. And I said, oh, that's good shit. But, like, I don't care. I don't, like, legitimately, this backstory is a Yasu and Johnny backstory. This is not really a Zoro story. And I'm just like, this don't work because, A, this is, once again, trying to write something into the past that I know isn't canon. So I'm just like, this seems like a little bit of a waste of time. And also, you can do... I feel like Zoro is a really fun character. I feel like you can do a lot with him. And I think shafting him to these two buckos in a backstory, I just do not like. Like, and also, like, Yasu and Johnny, I just really don't care for them as, like, characters. They show up for a little bit in East Blue, and that's about it. And I'm just like, I'd be upset. Because this, I sleep. This is nothing that's going to rock my world. And with all the other characters, I don't know, it's poopy. it's boring and it's poopy.
Yeah.
Carbon.
I like the parts that had Zorro.
Which was 5 minutes.
Yeah, I like where he was like, whatever, I just need the money to eat. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to take him. And he was just kind of like, whatever. And, you know, I like that. I thought that was pretty respectful and accurate to his character. But, yeah, like, the other stuff, just kind of inconsequential.
I don't think I've ever looked up to a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Well, same as Aran.
But that's different. She's a space bounty hunter.
That's fair.
Bounty hunter's in the name. I don't know what you're actually
talking
about.
Also, I don't really know. I thought it was John Metroid, my friend. I don't know who this Samus Aran is.
Apparently you
Seamus.
You did not play the game quick enough.
I did not, probably. I mean, how dare I not beat the game in 3 hours?
Also, you've never looked up to a bounty hunter? What about fucking Space Dandy?
What about
Space Dandy? Fox? He's a dandy guy in space. He's no bounty hunter.
He finds the bounties
He's a dandy guy in space.
What are you talking about?
He is God.
Yeah. Same thing with all the Star Don't you Wars remember? Bounty hunters. They're space. It doesn't count. Like Fox McCloud, space doesn't count.
Space doesn't count.
What about Cowboy Bebop?
He's a space cowboy. I can't. I mean, you're digging yourself a grave here, my friend.
About,
it says see a later
Black,
space
what about,
cowboy.
What about Black Lagoon?
Oh no, those are black market guys.
That hunt for bounties.
No,
bounties.
So they're bounty hunters. Hey, I know I've won this argument, no, so I'm good.
They're Russian bounty hunters. I grouped them together with Russia altogether because they were for Balalaika. So shout out to Balalaika. Love you.
Russia's just like space, right?
Russia's like space. It could very well be that
it's cold.
I've never been
desolate.
There. It could be.
Well, hey, maybe it doesn't even exist.
That's the thing.
Have we ever been to Russia? Have you ever met someone?
I've never seen Putin.
No. I've only heard the song Rasputin. That's all I know about Russia.
Yeah, written, which is inherently not Russian at all.
It's true. Moscow. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
You're trying your hardest.
I've seen a Matryoshka doll.
What? Dude, I think bounty hunters are cool, but I don't look up to them. I only look up to Boba Fett.
Oh, I've been cursed at in Russia.
Another space bounty. Boba Drink, Boba Fett, dude.
I've been cursed at in Russian in CSGO to say Russia must be real.
Weird. I was playing CSGO the other day. That's I remember. That's coincidental.
It's an okay game.
Right.
Hey man, if you get past all the hackers and getting shot like every other 2 seconds, it's a good game.
Well, guys, let's play CSGO together.
Why don't we play Battlefront 2 Classic instead?
You're right.
Damn. But yeah, those were the character filler arcs. Nothing to really separate time for, write home about. It's there for your enjoyment if you like filler. And if you don't, skip them. You're fine. You're fine without it.
Yeah.
But now to probably one of the most controversial arcs for us. We're going to the GOAT arc, Zenny the Moneylender. Let me quickly fly by here. After escaping some mist, they arrive at an island. They meet an old man. This old man is he's old and he's taxing these boys and girls. Are just like, you hurt my back. I gotta charge you. You know, after a couple days, Chopper was like, this man's gonna die. He's gonna die. I don't know what we're gonna do. So everybody decides to be nice to him. After that, he tells him, hey, you know what? I wasn't always an old man on an island. I used to be an old man on a boat. And he tells his backstory, how he was Zenny the Moneylender, lending money to pirates, and then if they don't pay up, he's gotta go mess some shit up, you know. It happens. He then talks about like, hey, my goats are my treasure. And he says, I'm gonna die here. This boat is my coffin. Luffy's just like, nah, dude, you can be a pirate. You're like, what, 94? Come on, man. Come out.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. He starts having ideas. All the while, some Marines are just like, hey, Zenny the Moneylender's over there. Let's go take his treasure. And then then Marines show up. Zenny's like, oh, no, I got to save these kids. And then he skateboards on his abacus and beats everybody up with his goats. A very, very odd set of events. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This is another one of those things where this is so contrived. This fucking thing is so goddamn contrived. They're like, oh man, he's gonna die. So we're gonna fucking make him not die. And then they're there for like a week and a half. And they're like, fuck, he's not dead yet. And like, and then Nami's like, oh, the ship, I bet it. And then Robin's like, never mind, I play chess instead. And then they're like, oh no, there's a guy from the Marines who wants treasure, and other Marine man who's like, it's so just not.
Yeah, really I think it good. Started off kind of cool, and then they were just like, he's gonna die, and I'm just like, oh, well, let's see what you can do with this,
but
and then they don't really do anything about it.
But also, when they're like, oh man, he's just an old man, he's not anything, when this man's literally wearing a pirate coat the whole time with a skull and crossbones on the back, and
that's
I'm like,
that's a lender costume, everybody knows
it's
that.
It's fucked, it's so dumb, this is a dumb arc, this did nothing. All he did was slide down a mountain on some, like, logs or whatever, and then they're like,
we've seen that before, we saw that in the Grandpa Ryu arc in East Blue.
That one was also
where
bad.
They rolled down the mountain, which I was like, hey.
But the goats are his real treasure.
Because they ate his treasure. When they ate his treasure, I was like, ah, okay, yeah, I remember why I didn't like this arc. There's too many things that just make me upset.
I don't know. I thought that was funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I laughed, but I'm just like, this was all, like Chuck said, inconsequential. It was all just... This
like,
old man.
Like, you could, like, you know, someone's got to be devil's advocate and be like, well, you could say all fillers inconsequential, but I'm just like, but, like...
Some fillers are fun.
Some fillers are fun, and this was not fun.
Again, I take two more episodes of Sanji being Master Chef than,
yeah, honestly,
than Good Island.
I'd love just a full Master Chef, like, filler arc. I'm fine with that.
Oh, delicious.
I like the characters, but they didn't do... You know, well, I like the one character they introduced for this, and the rest of it, yeah, it was just kind of, okay, we'll throw a plot around it, okay, it's over now, thank goodness, move on to the next thing.
If they really tried, and if Toei was like, I'm gonna pull the trigger and actually kill off this old man, in some sort of fashion, I would have been like, wow. And like, they'd have to reorganize a lot of these things to make the plot work and have them kind of learn something, quote unquote, from this or something. I don't know, but it could have worked if they actually killed him, maybe.
Yeah, and the goats could have done something. Like, the goats could have been the ones to avenge him, and then they maybe they eat the treasure out of spite then. That would have been funny. Been like, oh, master's dead. Fulfill the prophecy. Consume the treasure.
Leave no evidence behind. But those goats were cute. I'll at least say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing to scoff at, I guess. This was a weird one. I will say I laughed really hard when near the end of the arc, it's like, I thank you for turning in my subordinate who was doing all these things behind the scenes. I'm an honorable Marine, so let's all fight at your given a battlefield. And Luffy points in a random direction, and then they escape the mist, and Nami's like, I can't believe it. How did you know? You should just put him to the mist. Like, I didn't. I just pointed out to sea. And we see they all got wrecked in the mist, and I was like, okay, you got me at the end there. But it has its moments, but a lot of it is just...
It has its moments, but not enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Didn't outweigh it. Agreed.
Yeah. The last arc is... one I look fondly on, but one that I also have some gripes with, which is the Rainbow Mist Lulica Island arc. And I'll go absolutely same. I'll go a little deeper with this one. So after they come sail away, you know, sail away with me. They arrive at Lulica, which is a town which you need to basically pay taxes for everything. They're like, hey, you breathing? Give me that dollar. What you eating while I'm here? Give me that dollar. What, you parked your boat right here? No, give me that dollar. So they're basically under a capitalist, mega capitalist ruler.
Bro, I love capitalism. Pog champ, dude.
Half of the Straw Hats meet Henzo the scientist, who's working under the government. And he's a tinkerer. He's tinkering. He's making his own stuff, but everybody hates this man. They're like, oh, he's a government dog. Look at, do you see his mustache? Oh, disgusting. He's nice to the guys for a little bit. He explains he's researching something on his own to do stuff, and we're just like, cool. All of a sudden, I believe we meet the Wettons. We meet younger Wetton. I don't remember his name because I really don't care.
Wetton three.
Yeah. Well, Wetton Junior. Wetton the third.
Yeah, Wetton three.
Wetton 3.
You
so
dumb idiot.
Wetton 3 assaults Sanji, Nami, and Chopper because they're like, hey, you didn't pay your taxes. And nobody can deflect lightning for some reason. And those bags were durable. Those didn't get zapped at all.
Well, he can't drop them.
Yeah. But she didn't say anything about getting zapped. They had a weird fight with one of the Wettons, and then the Rainbow Mist appears out of nowhere, which is the main pull of this arc.
And Big Ship comeback.
Yeah, Big Ship come back. Then we get a kind of a weird, reveal from the old man's like, I've been waiting for this for 50 years. And it's because of the backstory, which is he was part of a little group called the Pumpkin Pirates way back when. And he and a group of friends were playing at the local big ass giant rock from the where they all jumped from. And then their town was attacked by pirates, the Wetton Pirates, after everybody almost gets yeeted in the town. The kids split off and they're like, you know what? We gotta escape. We gotta run. So let's take this big ass ship that's probably not from the pirates. They go in there. They have their little bout, and everybody else but Henzo stay on the boat, and they travel through the Rainbow Mist. Then they're gone forever for like 50 years. And starts the whole I need to save them.
Wetton Prime. He basically also didn't go through.
Yeah, Wetton didn't go, but apparently one of his subordinates did, Ian Sinclair.
Voiced by Ian Sinclair, which is so funny to me.
It's
like, Ian, what are you doing? And then I hear Ian Sinclair come out of his goddamn mouth.
That was
like,
hilarious.
No. I was like, no way, bro.
They perfectly cast him.
It was very funny to me.
But we get that backstory, and now that of half of the crew, I believe it was Luffy, Sleeping Zoro, Usopp, and Robin.
Oh, that's right. Zoro was just asleep.
Yeah,
which
man,
I did like. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the only way, because Zoro would have just like he would have gotten them right out of the jam. So it's like, okay, he has to be asleep the whole time because otherwise.
Well, like that's the same thing as Goku injured or needs to do whatever. Yeah, that same
exactly.
Goku ex machina is what it is. And I'm going to use that term for the rest of my goddamn life because that's how it feels with some of these shows.
Well, inside the Rainbow Mist is a land called Apes Concert, which made me go hee.
I don't know why it's called Apes Concert.
Real I don't shit. Either. I remember.
Look, I'm gonna be honest. Every once in a while, I would think I literally think of the word Apes Concert, and I'm just like, where is that from? Why do I keep thinking of Apes Concert? Here comes us watching this. I'm like, oh my god, it's a filler place, and I have it in my mind like every other month. Oh my god, Apes Concert. So this is a place where all these sunken ships are, and it's kind of like out of time and space because nobody ages here and yep. Nothing really changes. They meet the pumpkin pirates who have not aged a day with good old Rapa Nui, the flicker man, who flicks things, which is kind of weird because he like almost one-shot a sea king, which was weird as
like,
a kid.
I was like, okay, like I don't know about that one, Chief, but...
But hey, I think the group of kids were nice. They were kind of cool. Cool kids hanging out. Starving in a sense because there weren't anything to eat in there. They try to get close to the kids because the kids don't trust that this old man Henzo is actually Kid Henzo. Luffy does Luffy and he's like, I'm gonna swing from this chandelier, and then yeets him and Rapa Nui into like another part of Apes Concert, which is like a space in between space, and they're just walking around a weird screensaver background. All the while, everybody outside the tower is like, all right, the mist is here. This is why we made this big-ass tower. It's a bridge connecting both worlds because there's a bunch of treasure in there. So they go ahead and do so. They go inside. They screw everything up. Luffy and Rapa Nui somehow come outside of the mist, only to go back in the mist to save everybody else. Wetton's like, ha, 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 look at all this treasure. Also, here's my son. I don't care about you. I'm destroying the bridge. So he destroys the bridge, leaves, leaving everybody and his subordinates in the mist. And then everybody's like, we have to get out of there. If that gate closes, we're going to be stuck here. And the kids are just like, let's blow it up. We can blow shit up and then everybody
then
be free.
Propel you out. Yeah,
exactly. They're like, but no, Rapa Nui, I just found you guys. It's like,
go,
it's okay.
Go.
Get out of here. So they blow up, and everybody gets yeeted out of the Apes Concert, and in what can only be described as accurate spinning motions back into the sea. That was so dumb, where they just circled the island and get yeeted back in the sea.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And then, they get greeted by some Marines that are just like, oh, we're here to arrest Wetton. And it's like, wait a second. How do you know all this? And then it's revealed that they're the older versions of the pumpkin pirates
like
who was stuck in there.
I did really love that.
That was interesting, like the fact that they did that. Because they did show them near the beginning of the arc chasing the Straw Hats.
Yeah, I really thought that was a really cool.
I was just like, you just Back to the Future'd me. Doc, what's happening? But the explanation was that explosion, since Apes Concert was unstable, the explosion shot them back into their own time. And so then they were just like, let's correct all the wrongs. So they became, instead of becoming pirates, they're like, let's join the Marines. Let's get strong.
And that's how we can go back to Apes Concert.
Exactly. And it turns out he wrote the book called The Rainbow Mist that Ramen was reading in the past arcs, in the filler arcs, weirdly enough.
I appreciated that they at least tried.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, okay, well, we know we're going to do this whole Apes Concert bullshit, so let's at least make it seem like we put more effort in than we really did.
But yeah, the day is saved, and to pay respects to the Straw Hats for helping them out, they're just like, we can arrest you. But oh no, we're so busy, we gotta arrest the Wettons.
I did
oh
really
my
like
god.
That. He's like, oh, we gotta take him to the ships. And oh no, the Straw Hats got away. I was like, this is very good. I love that.
Old man Rapa Nui is the best. I'm gonna be honest.
It's true.
But yeah, I thought also, it was a cool kind of secluded story with some major hiccups, but it was still a good feely one, I guess.
Also, what the fuck kind of name is Rapa Nui?
You know what? I really wish I could tell you.
Okay.
It's Matsu Nui, dude. It's fucking bionic.
It's Matsu Ball, dude.
I just like, I don't, Like, I feel like this was the strongest just because it had a little bit more of a story to it as well.
They tried.
Mm-hmm. As it was interesting, you know, this isn't a flashback that tries to rewrite something. This isn't a, like, an arc that tries to
impact.
Kind of, like, impact a big way. This is a little side gig for these guys.
Self-contained.
Yeah, like, it's the most fun. Because it has that kind of, like, mystical element that you get sometimes
mm-hmm.
in One Piece and kind of, like, a mystery of the sea. And mm-hmm. I'm like, cool, that works.
It's got the whole, it's got the whole One Piece outline shebang. You go to a new island, you meet the residents. Residents are suffering for some reason. Get some sad backstory. Resolution.
Yeah.
It's right there.
And then they come out of the Abe's concert and then they're like, damn, dude, that's a ship falling out of the sky. And that's it.
That's it.
And I was like, ah! I actually got super pumped.
Yeah, because that's the beginning of the next arc, which is great. We stop right at the end of the beginning. The beginning of the end. The end of the beginning.
One of those.
But yeah, those were three groups of stories we had here. Not the best, but you can still find fun in one of them.
You can find some enjoyment depending on what you watch One Piece for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
I did like in the Rainbow Mist arc, there was also the callback that Robin is reading the Rainbow Mist book throughout mm-hmm. the prior arcs, which is pretty cool. They did their best, and also how, like, the mech suits that the Wetton family wear are, like, all powered by soldiers, and they can't go very far. That made me giggle.
Oh, that was great. I like when Ian confused the grandson as Wetton.
Yeah, that's
it's like,
true.
You look the same. It's like, oh, no, it's me. I'm Link.
And he's like, oh, you mean the one who wet the bed? Poggers.
Oh, dude, they totally roasted his son, dude.
It was great.
Real quick. I have two things about the Rainbow Cruise or whatever arc where they, for one, the old scientist man whose names I forgot already, was it Wetton?
No, the old man was Henzo.
Henzo. He's just straight up Bulma's dad.
The mustache.
Point two, like, I really wonder what was going on in the writer's room where they were probably thinking, like, okay, we gotta make some filler. And they're like, you know what? Filler is totally just like a pocket dimension of the show, and they're like, whoa, we can use that.
They're like, I just watched Back to the Future one time. Oh, okay, let's do that.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, cool. All right. Get the script old made man. In an hour, and we'll go talk to the storyboard artists.
don't tell Oda about this.
Meet after lunch, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, these are fillers. You know, there's not really much to expect. And I think Chuck put it best. You know, you'll find some enjoyment in depending on what you watch One Piece for. So
yeah,
hey, you're in it.
Yeah.
Let's quickly go over characters, but not really, because I just want to, I guess, go over just the main new ones we got. We're even gonna just skip the Straw Hats that got the attention because we kind of just described that already with the story.
We know if you don't know the Raw Hats.
The Raw Hats.
Sunday Night Raw.
You don't know the Straw Hats. Get out of here.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw. True. Like this is like if anything, maybe Robin deserves a little bit of a touch since this is.
Well, she did get some. She got a lot of moments in each of these arcs actually. Yeah. So yeah, let's talk
and
about
also because she's you know the newest member and. Post Alabasta,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of her development actually happens in Skypiea, so this is kind of a little bit of an in between, mm-hmm. to what Robin will become to the crew. But you know, it was nice to see her interact with more. And you all probably forgot that the reason that Zoro was thinking back to why his name is Pirate Hunter, which is the stupidest and most contrived thing possible. Robin's like, why do they call you Pirate Hunter? And he's like, I didn't pick that name. And then he looked to the sky, and then I saw a ripple effect, and I went, God damn it.
I ain't no Pirate Hunter.
Yeah.
But I do hunt pirates.
Yeah, and then it did a raindrop, and I went, damn it. It's one of these episodes. Yeah. But Robin, I like Robin. Robin's a very fun character. We'll definitely get more in Skypiea.
You get a lot of that Robin sass in here in some aspects, or some of that Robin dooming. Like, she's like, we could be stuck in here.
It's true. She's like, you know, it's fine. She's like, we could just be here forever. And I'm like, that's cool, Robin, I guess.
Blunt ass Robin, let's go.
I do love blunt ass Robin.
Dude, it's great. But yeah, Robin's great. Let's talk about Zenny, the moneylender. I probably should have built that boat faster. I don't know. I'm kidding. No. he was likable at some points, but he was mostly annoying to me because he just kept taxing people. Yeah, and just
I hate taxes.
Yeah, me too, man. I wish we never had to. Anyways, his design was cool. He was kind of scrawny. He's kind of cool hair, but I don't think I enjoyed the character too much.
Yeah.
I forgot him, so he doesn't matter.
He's goat man.
Oh.
Not goated.
I still forgot him.
Yeah, just sleep.
I don't want to talk about each individual pumpkin pirate, just pumpkin crew in general.
Just in general, yeah, the pumpkin guys.
I like
they're cool.
Yeah, they're pretty good, you know, as far as children and filler go. They're pretty okay.
They weren't screaming, which is cool.
Yeah, that was pretty pog.
Yeah, I mean, we usually hate kids on this podcast.
I do hate kids. What do you mean?
But these kids were all right.
They're okay. I hated them less than normal.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Rapa Nui, other than Rapa Nui, you know, again, one-shotting that Sea King, or
which I still don't get, which makes no sense in the canon of One Piece at all.
It was actually a Goldeen.
Oh, it was a Goldeen, I see. It's just a Dynamax, or a Gynamax, what it's called.
Yeah, you got it. Gynamax.
Put that on a shirt, guys. Put that
you
on a shirt.
Absolute goober.
I don't play Pokemon. Well, I don't play the new one, rather.
Don't.
Why not? I don't
fucking
want to.
Sucks.
Hey, man.
It's okay. I got a shiny Phalanx the other day. I love
him.
That's
good. That's like the best one that they introduced. So
it's well, that's why I got a shiny of him. Duh, idiot! What do you think I'm gonna get a shiny of Stakislaka from Gen 7? No.
Damn. What about the Wettins? How do you feel about the Wettins?
They're fine. An okay antagonist, but nothing world changing. You know.
Dude, I didn't think they were gonna bring Link into this universe, dude. He called his grandson Link. Come on. It's kind of weird.
This was actually the timeline after Phantom Hourglass.
This is in between Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Mist.
I like that.
He was not the chosen hero, but there was someone called Link.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Okay. I don't like the name Wetton, because it sounds too close to Wet Nurse from Bloodborne, and that makes me scared.
I mean, one of them was wet in the bed, right?
Wet Nurse wet in the bed.
You need your inhaler, buddy? It's okay. I have an inhaler, too.
I do, too. Bruh, I should be getting the vaccine, because I have moderate asthma. Poggers, dude.
I think that's all of us.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, mine was kind of controlled, so I was okay, I think.
I had to get like one of like those big like inhaler like things that I had to wear.
Oh, the masks, you know, the Bane mask, which like,
yeah, I'm like, oh. I was born in the asthma.
I couldn't breathe without the mask.
It's true.
Fun
but yeah.
Times.
So, maybe.
Those are all the characters we actually care about. Well, we slightly care about.
Yeah, no, there were some like the filler boy from Sanji. He was pretty okay.
Was it Taji? I forget his name.
Yeah,
Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal, dude. Taj, I've got it. What's his name? Taijo.
Taijo?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't care. He was okay. Cool. He was the best child character.
It's true, because he was competent.
It's true, because he wasn't a little bitch baby.
It's true. He also wears glasses, so, you know.
I do love me some glasses.
But yeah, we typically have a segment after this, but we don't have any funds.
This isn't canon.
Oh yeah, this isn't canon, so it doesn't really
count. And also, we don't have any funds. We are out of money.
We are out of money, so no grill segment this time, sadly, so... We're actually just gonna see. I mean, do we have any emails in this film? I mean, did we get anything?
Guys, if you want to send us email, send it to our email. I think we have an email. Guys, we're really phoning it in this week.
Hey, it's a filler. Don't worry, guys.
Every week, we count that it's from a female.
It's not from a female.
Aww.
Okay. Not from a female. So we do have, actually, we'll do two. Three. Oh, cool. We'll do three.
Whoa.
Thank you, Alex. Okay. First, real quick. Would you rather run a tight ship or run a party cruise? Party cruise, 100%.
What's a tight ship?
Your anus. Ha ha hell.
I was actually asking a serious
like a
question.
Tight ship, like a organized ship where you do things orderly and it's not chaotic.
Oh yeah, definitely. I had tight ship. So
I'd rather that's how I'd be.
Party cruise, baby.
Party yeah. And party.
Well, because like it's like the difference between the Straw Hat Pirates and the Marines.
Shoot.
Party cruise, baby.
Give me one of those jackets. Call me a Marine, baby.
Okay, no, next.
If it's a controlled, like, just a tight crew of people partying, that's fine. But if I've got to organize a party boat for all sorts of people that are, like, paying money and being invited in, no, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
I would rather do it guys. Nice and orderly.
Okay, guys, next. We have a question. Nope. All right, Buckos, you are each individually given a B+ anime studio under your control and a budget of $5 million. What type of show are y'all making?
Slice of life.
Amen.
We're going to spend half of that money. We're going to spend half of it getting the Bobobo license, and the other half is making the movie.
Making Bobobo.
the movie.
Bobo, I'm like,
the movie.
Well, because I'm trying to think, like, what anime studios are like a B+ studio, you know?
That's fair.
Because, like, obviously, I can't say KyoAni, because if I
dude,
did...
Dude, it's a studio that makes Redo of Healer. And if you know what I'm talking about...
No!
Oh, my God.
No, thank you. Don't watch that.
Don't watch it.
Don't... Ugh. You know what? I would take C-Station. They're the people who did Yuru Camp. And that's all I care about.
Look, as long as I can make something as Puy Puy Molcar, I'm good.
No, you know what I'll do? I'll make the fucking rowing anime that I've always dreamed
there
about.
You go.
That's what I'll do.
Gently down the stream.
That's it. That's exactly the one.
I love it.
But yeah, that's what I'd do. What about you, Grungle?
I would do we'd spend half the money getting the Bumblebee license and we'd make the Bumblebee movie.
Yeah. And I just want something as cool as Puy Puy Molcar. That's about it.
I mean, that's fair. That's a pretty banging show. When are we watching that for the podcast?
I'll add it. Shoot, I'll add it twice.
Hell yeah, baby. finally, the return of something that I think we've all been missing a whole lot in our lives. Another episode of Fuck You, Pido.
Wow.
Welcome back.
In a filler. This doesn't count.
This
I can mess up
canon.
As much as I want.
No, that's not true, because you've never lost, but this is the only canon part of this whole filler episode.
I can't believe this.
We flipped the canon switch on.
Okay, ready?
All right.
So, for any of those who are new to the segment, because we haven't done it in a while, you send me a picture on email, title the thing, Fuck You, Pido. And I will do one descriptor each time, and Pino has to guess every single time I do a descriptor. Pino has never lost, and
never.
Garb can say anything at any time, but it doesn't matter what he says because whatever. Number one. Because
last time I checked, your name's not Pino, is it?
Right.
Number one, there are two characters in this picture.
Okay, Nanan Popo from Smash Brothers.
No.
Let's go. Oh.
Next, they are well endowed.
Oh, okay, shoot. Pyro and Mithra, let's go from Smash Bros. Let's go.
It's Rem and Ron, dude.
One of these characters has a tattoo on their left shoulder.
Dude, it's Ace and Luffy Treasure Cruise image. Dude, let's go. It is
not Ace and Luffy. You are sniffing up the right tree, but the wrong tree.
It's got a tattoo. Okay, wait. Let's go.
One of these characters really likes reading books.
Come on, Pino. You're so close. Pino.
Pino, this is embarrassing for you. Low-key.
Reading books. Tattoos on his right arm.
Pino, who's
your... Did I ever say he, Pino?
Pino, who's your favorite
character
orange hair
in the world?
I said Nami.
And?
Robin.
Yes, Jesus fucking Christ,
Pino. Hey, but wait. Did you hear that?
undefeated.
Do you hear that?
Defeated.
That's the scoreboard not saying anything because I've been undefeated this whole time.
Oh, look at you go. Anyway, if you want to send us email, send it to our email.
So if you want to crucify me for not getting Nami and Robin right, please send an email.
Please send an email.
Either what the fuck is the email? Fuck yeah? Anime podcast. What the
dude, I got you. I'm the host. Or, I got you.
Oh, do it, Pineapple. Do the thing.
So it's you can always find us on Patreon, social media, or at our email at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or the cooler one, contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Yippee.
Woohoo. Nice. So I got some miscellaneous things for you because this is kind of fun. So funnily enough, the Rainbow Mist arc is the last arc dubbed in the Four Kids dub. So that's hilarious to me because the way the episode ends is exactly how this one ended where the ship falls. But it's heavily implied they all died because it's like, well, there's a ship. Oh, no. And then it cuts out.
That's very funny.
Die. the only part of the only episode that was dubbed for Four Kids in the character building filler arc was the Zoro arc, which was hilarious.
Yeah,
to me, I was just like, huh, an interesting choice. Not sure why they did that. And the last bit of trivia is, you know what? Nostalgia sucks sometimes because I was really nostalgic at first and I was like, this is actually kind of bad. But yeah, those were just some of the miscellaneous things I wanted to share. It's hilarious that they all die in the Four Kids dub. All right.
They're dead, dude.
They're dead. That's it.
Pine of the accent wasn't your fault.
It's true. Huh?
You need to let go.
But I want to talk like Four Kids Sanji.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. But yeah, that's all I want to talk about at this point. Other than the moment we've all been waiting for, let's rate this bad boy.
Oh yeah.
All right. In proper fashion, I'll start. 2.5. Actually no, 3. Actually no, 2.6. Actually no, 2.8. I had fun. That's it. Thank you.
2.5 was what I was gonna go for too. It's like this is also a filler. 2.5 out of 5. Like. General Tao is like 5 out of 5 filler, but that's only like 4 out of 5 of a normal episode.
I don't know, man. That was a pretty good episode, though.
Well, I mean, but this is a filler scale. This isn't canon. I flipped the canon switch back off.
This is a filler scale? I don't know about that. I haven't properly calibrated mine yet to weigh filler. So this is a normal scale for me. I'm giving it because it depends, because there's some really shitty parts in this, and there's some pretty good ones. And I'm just like, I don't know, man, like a 2.4.
Oh.
2.4. Like a little bit below average, because I've seen better fillers in other shows and better fillers in One Piece. So it's like.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm waiting for the G8 arc. It's really the only one I'm looking forward to for One Piece.
Don't worry.
I'm not worrying.
Before we get there, you know, we get to watch the next One Piece arc. But. We're not there yet. So, I want to let you guys know that we are doing another filler episode.
Boo!
We, you know what? The road to season 4 is a long and arduous one. By long and arduous, I mean it's full of blood. Yes, that's right. We're drinking blood. No, we're going back to everybody's favorite. It's been highly asked for. We promised we would watch it eventually. We forgot.
Guys, don't worry. It's 3 years later.
We are going to be watching the critically acclaimed, we're just going to watch Roberto's Blood Trials, Black Lagoon. We're going back to Roanipur, probably. I don't know. I've never watched it.
I know I'm excited to go back because I have, obviously, with like half of the fucking shows we watch of the show, I'm like, man, I feel nostalgic for whatever show this is, minus the twins. Fuck those twins.
We don't mess with the twins no more.
But... Like, I feel like I kind of shafted Black Lagoon on my score, I think, last time. But it's fine, because we're watching more of it, so hopefully it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's an OVA. I believe it's only six episodes?
It's six.
Six episodes. So we're going to be watching six episodes of the filler. Or not even filler, OVA. When was the last OVA we watched? Do you guys remember?
We watched
I feel like, Golden Boy was the only OVA?
Episode 2. Was an OVA. Let me check the list.
Yeah, because I feel like we We always talk about watching OVAs, like, at least behind the scenes, but we, like, I don't think we ever do.
Sometimes, like, there
for
are
some specific episodes, right? We just, like, say, let's watch the OVAs.
You slap some in. Didn't we watch an OVA for Tomoko Market?
No, we just watched the regular ones.
I might have watched the OVAs.
Did I make you guys watch the OVAs for Bacchanal?
I don't recall.
No, we did
probably
not.
There's got to be one that we watched somewhere, but we haven't watched the JoJo OVAs, and those are the ones that matter.
It's true. Soon-ish, later. I don't know.
Someday, maybe. Probably.
The episode that shall not be mentioned was the only other OVA.
Yeah, but that's been... Well, I was going to about to say Lost to Time, but it obviously hasn't. It exists, but...
It exists.
That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
Damn. Well, yeah, it's. I'm excited. You know, I've seen some recent art from Revy, and it's great. I'm feeling bloody today. Come on.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I have fond memories of Black Lagoon. You know.
Yeah, because there was Benny the Floridian.
I was gonna say there's the Florida Man.
Yeah,
Florida Man. There was.
There was Rock.
Yo, Edda the Nun, dude. There was Chun Li. No, what was her name? I forget Scrungly. Her name, but she was cool. She was cool. I remember her. And then there was Mr. Chang or Mr. Chan.
Mr. Chang.
Mr. Chang from the from Community.
Yeah, dude. He's a great Spanish teacher.
Dude, but it's gonna. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's good.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, man, fingers crossed. But with that said, the man that is no longer. Selling anything to us. Actually, he's talking to a salesman with his goats. Well, that's Garb.
Go. Get him. Eat him.
Oh. The man who decided to return to the Rainbow Mist never to visit this filler arc again. Well, that's Chuck.
I'm gonna go to smoke some more weed.
And here I am being shot out of the cannon like Super Mario style, almost exploding into a fireworks. Well, that's me, Pino.
Goodbye.
Pretty. We've been the Funky Anime Podcast. This has been a one filler episode. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Tell your mom you love her.